Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For two probably opposite people to talk about the Chiefs, one is going to be your play-by-play. The other one's going to be your, well, your voice in your own head and Sean Smith. So
that's
excited
right.
to hear that man speak today. Plus, Harold Kuntz of Fox 4 will join us for the roundtable at 9:15. So got a good show built today. Last night's game was a pretty entertaining one for me, at least. Answered a lot of questions. Washington, still work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into this sophomore season with Daniels and Quinn.
Dan Quinn.
Yeah, it looks like Dan Campbell's little brother.
Doesn't coach like it, though.
No. Does not go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
Is very conservative.
Yep.
Is Dan Quinn. I was a couple questions last night. You know, fourth and five on the 30-yard line. You're down 14-0. You throw a 35-yard out fade to McLaurin, well covered by that defense of Green Bay. You decide to kick the field goal. I just down by two scores late in the second quarter. You ain't going to win the game kicking field goals against Green Bay. You got to take chances. They didn't take chances. Green Bay wins last night. They excel themselves, I think, to the where a lot of people might think it's Philly, Green Bay, and the NFC. Am I wrong by
NFC
that?
NFC favorite this morning, I believe, Green Bay.
The Green Bay is really now they're the favorite in the NFC.
I believe so.
Can we talk semantics here
only
for a second?
Only 2-0 team in the league?
Yeah, that's right.
Best record
in
football.
Washington's the only 1-1 team in the NFL right now, too.
But you know how you have that drop that says, I know that I'm hard.
Yes.
Green Bay uniforms last night.
Great. Oh, yeah,
I mean, I'm hard.
Big time. A lot of texts from people last
the
night.
The whiteout at Lambeau,
I mean, it was great. The icy uniforms from Green Bay. B-Dub was one of the texts last night, too. Dude, you see the uniforms?
Hell
man?
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, they're good.
I'm like, Dub knows the drip.
He does,
Dub knows the drip, man.
I mean, they are clean. They look good. I like the white helmet a lot.
Fair or unfair? Blurry blizzard in the middle of December in Lambeau. They rock those.
Oh, fair. 100% yes. Fair. Yeah, you got to do it in a blizzard, right? That would be outstanding if they did something like that. But it also goes to show you Green Bay is one of those teams that is looked at as, you know, one of the old school, you know, traditional teams in the NFL, and they're still changing their uniforms and doing stuff like that. So there's no reason the Chiefs can't go a total whiteout. You know, like we saw in Green Bay, kind of a frosty uniform at home would be really special. All white, you know, and then have a white helmet to go with it, just like Green Bay did last night. Hey, if they can do it, so can we here in Kansas City. But a couple of things that I want to take away from that game last night. Mac, I know it's only 2 weeks, but I think you and I were kind of right on this sophomore year for the Washington football team. Mm-hmm. I wasn't impressed with them against the Giants. And then I look at Daniels, and now he's like, you know, tying RG3 for the most rushing yards by a quarterback in the first 20 games. I don't like that stat for a quarterback. I want my quarterback to be able to throw. That tells me he's running first before trying to throw, and I think we saw a lot of that against New York. I think we saw a lot of that again last night against Green Bay. It sure seems like he's trying to run first and maybe pass second, and that run first is an instinct where he's going almost right away. I remember having the conversations that the league was going to figure out Patrick Mahomes. Took a long time for that. They may have figured out Daniels in this operation so far, because I have not been impressed in the first 8 quarters that I've seen. Now, I'm going to also play the role of a jackass here for a second and ask this question. Yeah, I'm going to ask this question. Xavier Worthy went down. Everybody wrote off the Kansas City Chiefs. They were done. Jaden Reed, leading wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers a year ago, goes down. Mm-hmm. And nobody's talking about that like they talked about Xavier Worthy. Nobody's writing off the Green Bay Packers, who have a lesser quarterback and a lesser head coach right now than the Kansas City Chiefs. They lost their leading wide receiver from a year ago, and everybody's still ball-washing the Green Bay Packers as the best team in the NFC. The Chiefs, with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid on the sidelines, lose Xavier Worthy, and everybody wants to write them off like they're dead to mankind.
Do you want to know why? To answer your jackass question, because Green Bay is the deepest team at wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah.
And they have Romeo Doubs still. They have the rookie that they drafted last year. They have that Wilkes kid, number 13.
Dontavian Wicks.
Matthew
Golden.
Whereas the Chiefs, they lost Xavier Worthy, knowing that they'd already lost Rashee Rice for 6 games as well. And then you look at the roster, you're like, Hollywood Brown, can he stay healthy? Tyshawn Thornton, can he stay healthy? Can he be that guy? And then you're like, Jaden Royals, well, he doesn't play because he's still hurt. And that's why the, you know, plus like, The Packers are the Packers. Like, they've been to the NFC Championship game, but not a Super Bowl. They haven't won a Super Bowl since Aaron Rodgers was there in, what, 2011?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, the Chiefs are the focus of the NFL, and they're not deep at wide receiver. They have Juju Smith-Schuster, who's, you know, dissipating towards his, the end of his career, which he's still young, which is crazy. And they have
a run game.
And that's the other thing, too. They have Josh Jacobs.
They do have Josh Jacobs. You're right about that. But do the Chiefs not have a run game, or does Andy Reid not let the run game explode onto the scene?
We don't have a run game.
It's a little bit of both.
I think it is, too. I think you have to let your run game cook a little bit. Like, I think that's one of Andy's biggest weaknesses, is that if the run game doesn't work right away, it's just done. Like, and then you never go back to it. And so for this offense to kind of be multidimensional, if you will, for the Chiefs, you've got to commit to the run, and you've got to stick to the run. And if it doesn't work on first down, so what? I think it's imperative to establish that run game. But, I mean, deep at wide receiver, you're relying on a rookie, right, mm-hmm. who's never played before, mm-hmm. who was in the first round. You're relying on, well, now your number one receiver from a year ago went out, and it's still Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur. It's still not Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And you know, Patrick Mahomes and this organization, they've suffered injuries before. I mean, I think people seemingly forget that 11-6 season and how bad it was. I'll take the wide receivers right now, depth-wise, as opposed to what we had in that 11-6 season from a wide receiver standpoint. We really didn't have a running game back then either. And so I just think right now, I think with the way that teams are kind of focusing on the Chiefs and looking at the Chiefs, you've got to change it up. This is up to the Chiefs now to kind of change things up a little bit and give Philadelphia a little bit of a slap in the face of, holy cow, we weren't preparing for any of this. And look, I think they will. They're obviously very smart at what they do from an offensive standpoint, but I think, you know, having that game that they did against the Chargers and then, you know, having that game against Philadelphia and seeing where they are and what people are saying about them, it's time to come out and do some things a little bit differently on offense. And I think we're probably going to see that. I think we are going to see more of a commitment to the running game. As I say that, 15 total runs, 45 passes, you know, like, but I think you have to, man. I do. I think you have to start committing more to that running game.
If I put a gun to both of your heads and I said, who leads the Chiefs in rushing this week, would any of you say Patrick Mahomes?
I don't want to, no, but I won't. Okay. I won't say Patrick Mahomes. If Patrick Mahomes leads the team in rushing, I don't think it's a good script for the Chiefs. That's just me. I don't know what you guys think about that.
Well, yeah, if he leads the team in rushing, it's not the script. It's what it was last year. Last week he's running for his life, and he's making everything happen by himself, which, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case, but gonna head, no, I'll still go Pacheco. I think Bob's probably right. They probably commit to it. Does it look good? Is it fruitful? Is it quality run? I don't think
so. But let me ask you this. Why can't it be, though? What's your hold up at saying that? Because if you're going to tell me offensive line, then we paid all the wrong guys.
Could be because you're down 14-0 against Philadelphia.
Well, no, I mean, you start the game running the football, right? You don't allow yourself to get down 14-0. If you receive, it is a methodical march down the field, in my opinion, this week. You go your 14-play drive, you know, run left, run right, little screen pass here. You don't try to do stuff that you've been trying to do that maybe isn't working at this point in time. I think the best way to set up your passing game moving forward with the injuries to the wide receivers is via the run game. I really do. I think the run game needs to be an important part of what the Chiefs are going to do offensively until they're fully healthy from an offensive standpoint. And obviously good news, as we've kind of been telling you all week, Xavier Worthy out there mm-hmm. practicing and whatnot. And that's why I said on Monday, I don't think it's as bad as everybody thinks it is. And everybody wanted to go out there and trade for Tyreek Hill and sign Mecole Hardman and do all this kind of stuff. And meanwhile, Xavier Worthy's like, yeah, I think I'm going to play probably next week. Maybe I get out there this week, but I'm probably going to play next week. That's why the Chiefs didn't make any moves and any rash decisions. They're ready to get this guy back.
See the video of him dancing mm-hmm. in the practice field?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying out his little...
He's trying out his little shoulder move
shoulder
there.
Celebration? Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's ready.
How many videos showed him catching any football?
Yes, that's okay. Fair.
Well, that's interesting because they probably shut the cameras down before they even threw a pass at that practice. Remember, when they allow the cameras in...
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stretching.
Cameras up.
Cameras down.
You've been there. Cameras, you know what that's like.
Cameras down. All right, guys, cameras up. Okay, what are they doing? Just huddling.
Yeah. Just see them over there. They're walking away. That's what you can videotape.
That's right.
Yeah, so like to have the, where are the catches? Yeah, they didn't let you see that. You didn't see anybody do anything with a football. You just saw guys like walking.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.